if it is KZSU, if it is Monday, if it is noon, it is the lunch special.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Little Beatles music for your listening pleasure on this Monday afternoon. Labor Day it is, 2011. And yes, the lunch special even airs on holidays. This year, 4th of July was on a Monday, and we had a show then, too. And joined today in studio by the current student body president, and he's going to give the correct description of this title, but he's the president of the student body of this Stanford University, Michael Cruz, and you're not a stranger to these airwaves. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you.
And what is the correct title for your position?
So my full title is the Associated Students of Stanford University Executive President.
Beautiful. Now, you just got that position last April.
That's right.
And we were honored to have you and your vice president, Stuart McGregor Dennis, in just after the election, and got a chance to talk to you guys. And the first thing I wanted to catch up on was, how was last quarter? How was that transition to where you had to run for the presidency? You won it, and then it was thrown in your lap, and you had one quarter to finish out the school year with your studies, but you also became the president of the student body.
That's right. I survived. That's the important part. Finishing classes, getting through all of my other work, in addition to kind of transitioning into this new role, was a lot of work. But I have a lot of good mentors, former student body presidents here at Stanford. I was vice president last year. So I did have a little bit of experience, and my friends and my mentors really helped me out. So I really couldn't be here without them.
Were there any surprises?
There's always surprises once you're in that chair. You start getting those emails, you start fielding those phone calls. One of the biggest surprises is really the broad reach of this position. Position, yeah. I was on the phone last week with Ronnie Cho at the White House.
What?
Which was just a wild experience, to just be like, okay, so I'm 20 and I'm on the phone with a White House representative who wants to talk to me.
They called you?
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder why. They're looking for votes, right?
It's getting close to 2012 now, isn't it?
Sure. They not only want to know how you're going to vote, they want to know how the Stanford student body is going to vote, right?
you know, I can't predict why they're calling me, but you know, it was really an interesting experience.
Did they invite you to lunch or something? Or
yeah, you know, they invited me to you know, visit the White House at some point. You know, talked with some of the representatives, try and get in. You know, get the student perspective in there.
Wow.
So it's just a really wild opportunity, and I'm really excited for it, but it's, you know, a little surreal to be 20 years old and talking with somebody from the White House.
Well, you got a big position, you know, I mean, that didn't overwhelm you. When we had you on the air, you seemed pretty calm about it, but when you think about it, to be the student body president of a major university, a major world-class university, that's a big deal.
You know, like you just said, you know, it is a big deal, but, you know, I'm trying not to let it faze me. I'm trying to just kind of do what I can and kind of help serve the Stanford student body in the best way that I can.
There you go. Well, look, why don't we do this? We've kind of introduced this this show. It's going to be with the president of the student body here, Michael Cruz. Let's play a little bit more music for the folks. You picked this out today. You picked the Beatles. Why'd you pick the Beatles? What was it about the Beatles that turned you on? Because they were long gone by the time you were born.
They were. You know, I really grew up with the Beatles. It's my dad's favorite band.
Oh, okay.
So I just kind of grew up listening to all their records.
You heard it around the house a lot.
Yeah, heard it around the house a lot. It was one of my dad's favorite albums. And Yesterday was actually one of the songs that he used to like sing to my mom, kind of.
Really?
Kind of like a love, kind of using it as a little bit of a love ballad. So kind of brings back some memories of my childhood.
Cool. And then you picked some modern stuff, too. The Killers.
I did.
Why don't you set this up, because we're going to play something from The Killers.
For sure. So The Killers, you know, I kind of find this album when I was a sophomore in high school. So it was kind of just as I was getting into my, you know, that high school teenage boy music phase. So this kind of just worked really well with me. And I don't know, it's kind of just fun music.
Have you ever seen this band?
Yeah. I got to see them one time when I was in New York, actually for free, which was really cool.
Very cool. Well, maybe as a student body president, you could bring them to Stanford while
you're
still.
Well, you know, let's try it.
It's good to be the king, man. back with the student body president here at Stanford, Michael Cruz, picking the band The Killers. And they're pretty heavy on the rock side, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
They got that kind of feel.
Well, maybe you can bring them to Stanford before the election in the spring.
That'd be pretty tight.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Now, we talked about last quarter. Was there any surprises? What's coming up for this quarter? What do you got planned?
So we've got a couple of really, really exciting projects. One that I'm really excited about is called the Community Action Board. So it's 21 student leaders, you know, really movers and shakers in their communities, whether that's the, you know, the Greek fraternity communities or the athletic community or, you know, ethnic, religious, everything else.
Okay.
So 21 really big student leaders, kind of bringing them all to the table, talking with one another, talking with us, kind of finding ways to integrate ASSU so that it's serving better with these communities. Really kind of going for a outcome-based governance approach, really trying to go for a community-based approach, making sure that the ASSU is following what the communities at Stanford want.
So is it kind of, I'm kind of getting the impression that it hasn't been that way up till now?
You know, it's very different with every single
administration.
You know, some people are stronger, some people are weaker. We're trying to look for a way to kind of institutionalize it, to kind of make sure that there's continued sustained strength.
So it carries on after you.
Exactly.
And it sounds like a great idea that the student government would represent what the students were all about.
Exactly.
That way you don't have as many conflicts, right?
Exactly. So that they, you know, kind of find a unified approach.
Mm-hmm. Any other new stuff you guys are going to introduce?
Yeah, you know, I was talking with you earlier off air about a project called Entrepreneurship 2.0, which is being run by two great guys on our cabinet named Dan Thompson and John Manzi. And they're really trying to make sure that entrepreneurship is an important part of Stanford student life and making sure that, you know, anyone, whether it's a fuzzy like me or a techie like Stuart, is able to kind of access those resources that are available. Because they are, you know, really usable by people from across the disciplines, whether or not you want to go into academia or if you want to do a startup, if you want to go work in the government, you know, you can find ways to kind of integrate this fast-moving, you know, kind of Silicon Valley type style into your workflow.
You called yourself a fuzzy just now, and you said either way, whether you're a fuzzy or a techie. So I kind of have a feeling that I know what a techie is. What's a fuzzy?
So a fuzzy is this. I don't know if it's a Stanford term or just a...
I was going to ask that. Is that Stanford? Is that outside in the world or what?
I'm not sure. I know. I definitely know the college students use it.
Okay.
But so what a fuzzy is, it's somebody who's kind of a fuzzier major. It's not a hard science, so it's a more social science, like a history or an English or a political science or an economics. You know, it's not like a hard science like engineering or biology.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit fuzzier.
So it has to do with your major.
Yeah.
And what you're going to study for.
Exactly.
Okay. And you consider yourself more of a fuzzy.
I do consider myself more of a fuzzy. I'm a history major. I came into Stanford as a history major, you know. It's just kind of at my core.
And with a degree in history, mm-hmm. there's teaching, and then what else could there be? Because you could write books.
You know, teaching, a lot of businesses are kind of trying to find ways to integrate kind of anthropology, sociology, psychology, history kind of into their workflow, into the kind of their work models.
To increase their business.
Exactly.
Interesting.
But also a lot of public service opportunities for people with history degrees, you know, kind of knowing what's gone on in the past, kind of make more effective social change in the future.
Oh, very cool. Very good. And you feel pretty good about that, about history being your major throughout?
Yeah, you know, it's been a really great major. My advisor, Jim Campbell, you know, he's just a great guy and has really kind of helped me through a lot of my academic career here at Stanford.
Now, when you have a major like that, mm-hmm. do you have to focus on one part of history? Or can it be an overall history thing, like history of?
So it's interesting. So you've kind of got like a couple of different areas. So, you know, you can go like, okay, I want to look at the history of the United States or the history of, you know, East Asia. But you can also do kind of really interesting things like the history of public service or the history of law.
Yeah.
Or the history of science even.
Yeah.
So kind of like these more broad things that you were talking about. History of, there's one that's called, what is it? history of international diplomacy, which is just like, I've taken a few courses in that concentration, but it's really interesting, you know, just kind of seeing how all these people are connected, like throughout history.
And how long it's been going on.
Exactly. Because, yeah.
Talking to Michael Cruz, the president of the Stanford Student Body, and it's starting up again, your first meeting, and I guess it's open to students.
Exactly.
And it's going to be September 27th at the Knightery, which is in the old quad, right?
Yeah.
At 209, students would know that. They're not all back yet. At 7 o'clock, and there must be a website for the student for the student government.
Yeah, so if you go to assu.stanford.edu, you'll be able to kind of find all the details.
Aha. Well, look, let's play some more music and get back with this fascinating conversation with, because I've never interviewed a student body president of anything before. This is great. Well, we had you on once before,
right?
So I've done it once, but it's great to catch up. What do we got coming up next, Mike?
We have Bob Dylan, Blowing in the Wind.
Whoa. What do you know about Bob Dylan, man?
Hey, you know. When you get a math teacher who really likes classic rock in high school, and you know, you end up picking up a few things.
So your math teacher taught you about Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan, The Who. It was actually part of an extra credit project.
Very cool. Here's Dylan.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Isn't how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
Run away. I think of all the things I'd say. We talk about important things. and I picture it in my dreams. She teaches about modern art, and I show it to Kate a fart, and maybe I impress her by being in a band, and maybe if I act real tough, she'd let me hold her hand, and maybe I'll win her heart by writing this song about her. Sometimes I sit at home and wonder if she's sitting at home thinking of me, and wondering if I'm sitting at home thinking about her, or am I just wasting my time? Remembering how she laughed at Kinko's when I made fun of that guy. Remembering the look she gave me when I told her that I used to cry. I really want to ask her out, but my ego can never take it. And even if I got the balls, you know that the cougar would never make it.
And in my town, you can't drive naked.
And maybe I'd impress her by being in a band. And maybe if I act real tough, she'd let me hold her hand. And maybe I'll win her heart by writing this song about her. Sometimes I sit at home and wonder if she's sitting at home thinking of me, and wondering if I'm sitting at home thinking about her, or am I just wasting my time? 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 Wasting my time thinking about a girl.
Rocking out on a Monday afternoon here with the student body president, the president of the student body, the Associated Stanford Students of Stanford, the ASSU, Michael Cruz. Michael picking the tunes today. Who was that, Michael?
That was Blink-182 with Josie.
Now, what's their story, man? I don't know a lot about them, but I noticed that the two guys on the cover, those are, well, the heads are guys, and then they, anyway, what's their story?
You know, this is kind of like the Killers, you know, just kind of a band that I found, you know, kind of growing up, in my rock phase.
Have you ever seen them?
No, I haven't seen this band. My brother saw them. He really liked them.
Are they still around?
You know, I can't remember if they're still playing. I don't think they haven't released an album in a while.
But yeah. You like the music?
Yeah.
And, before that, the Dylan thing, and I like the way you set that up, You're a math teacher of yours.
Yeah, my math teacher, Mr. Jim Esquivel. He really, really, really liked classic rock. So, like, his classroom, you know, most math classrooms are covered in, like, you know, multiplication tables and algebra and all that.
Yeah.
No, his was covered in, it's all, like, just posters from The Who.
Really?
From The Beatles.
Really?
From Bob Dylan. Just any kind of classic rock band, The Eagles. And so, you know, one of our extra credit projects... in that class, you know, after kind of like all of your finals, like basically the last week of class, you know, we've already taken our finals, we're kind of just waiting for the school year to end, he'd do this thing called the music game, and he would play little snippets of songs or little bits of music videos, and if you're able to kind of like raise your hand quick enough and know who the artist was and what song it was, and if you got the album as well, then you got like a little bit of extra credit or a little like extra something. So it was kind of a pretty cool way to, you know, learn a little bit about... That's actually why I knew all of the Beatles albums.
Really?
Yeah, because I... just kind of from sitting in class and listening. And
rock history.
Yeah, it's a nice little rock history segment just at the end of math class.
Did that make math easier?
You know what? It really did. He was a really good teacher in general, but, you know, that was really kind of just a... It was like an extra bonus.
Michael Cruz, the guest for the hour... And playing some all across the board. This is a real eclectic mix. And also, just getting informed. And do this, now that we're at the bottom of the hour. Describe the student government. Does it look like the government we have in the United States? Is it made up of representatives? So you have a vice president, you have a president, vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And then run down the rest of the lineup there.
Okay, so we have the president.
And how they're picked, too.
For sure. Okay, so we have the president and vice president. These are elected from the 20,000 Stanford students. You know, you get elected every single year.
Then it's a pure vote.
Yeah.
And how do you vote? Electronically or by paper?
So you can vote both ways, but usually electronically. The vast, vast, vast majority of votes are electronic.
Is that safe?
It is. You know,
could it be hacked?
I like to think not. Okay. I like to think not. You know, we are at Stanford. You know, we have some really strong CS majors working on our election site. So, you know.
Anything can be hacked, right?
Anything can be hacked, but, you know.
You think it's safe? You got firewalls up and all that?
You know, we got some crazy CS majors who just have some, you know, they just do some crazy security things. And I'm just like, I don't understand half of what you're saying, but I trust you.
Good. So they vote both ways, paper and electronically.
Yeah, so they vote both ways.
What's the student participation, you think? What's the percentage?
So of undergrads, you know, it depends on the year, but, you know, we get 50 to 70%.
That's a lot more in the United States.
Exactly, so it's a really good. Of the graduate population, you know, it's a little weaker. You know, there's people who are here for just a few weeks, a lot of people who are, you know, studying abroad, doing research in other countries, right. So it's a little bit harder to...
They don't really care that much, do they? Because they're not really in student life. Some grad students guess.
You know, you got you know the med students, the business school students, the law school students,
the ones that are here for 4 years,
exactly, and also some of the, you know, those PhDs who are here just like every single day in their lab. You know, they don't really leave campus at all. So,
is it separated, grad students and undergrads?
No. So I'm a president of all 20,000 Stanford students, including grads and undergrads.
All right.
So that's how they're elected. Then we have two legislative bodies, kind of like the House and the Senate in the United States government. And so you have the Undergraduate Senate and then the Graduate Student Council. And both are elected kind of just from their student body. So, like, only undergrads vote in the Undergraduate Student Senate, and only graduate students vote in the Graduate Student Council.
And then they get voted in by the 20,000.
They do. Right? They do.
And at that point, you guys have to work with them.
Exactly. You know, just like, you know, Nancy Pelosi works with, worked with Barack Obama. And now, you know, Speaker Boehner works with President Obama. You know, I have to work with, you know, the chair of the Undergraduate Senate and the chair of the Graduate Student Council.
But it's not broken down into parties left and right.
No.
It's just grad and undergrad.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're all part of the same affiliation. It's like one party.
Exactly.
We're all here to do stuff. But... there's got to be divisions within that breakdown, right?
You know, there's always, you know, divisions, or, you know, people try to say, oh, this is a party or this is a party. You know, there was something back in the 80s called the People's Platform that was kind of like more a political party. And there was another one called like Students First or something. That was a kind of People's Platform was more of like a left wing. This is my history coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of a left wing platform. And then there was the Students First, which was more of like a right-wing faction.
This is back in the 80s.
This is back in the 80s. And this continued, I think, until like the 90s.
Until they all got some money.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're getting paid to graduate.
So now, you know, we have things called endorsements. And so there's endorsements from every single... almost any student group has an endorsement. So there's an endorsement from the Colleges Against Cancer group. There's an endorsement from the sustainability organization on campus, kind of like, you know, the Sierra Club or, you know, AARP.
So each different senator or congressperson will get an endorsement?
Usually they'll have at least, it's usually not one endorsement. Usually you'll have a couple.
Several.
Exactly. Kind of like endorsements in, you know, you get endorsed by AFL-CIO, you get endorsed by the Sierra Club, you get endorsed by, you know, some big business or something, or some PAC. So kind of similar in the student government right now. You know?
How does that translate then? So you got senators that have affiliations with their endorsements,
right?
Are they're basically kind of representing those folks that endorse them, right?
So they do represent those folks who endorse them, but I think at their core, everyone who gets an endorsement and everyone who endorses is really just looking to kind of make sure that the Stanford student body is better represented, or some aspect of the Stanford student body is better represented. So kind of making sure that all students are represented is really kind of what the endorsements are all about.
Mm-hmm. Now, as the newest student body president, you just got elected last April.
That's right.
Who do you think might be the most underrepresented of the factions on campus that might need the most help? I don't mean to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Or is there one?
I don't know if there is one. I think, you know, different communities at Stanford, kind of like the Community Action Board that we were talking about earlier, you know, those are all communities that I think are underserved. or not served as well. And, you know, like I was saying earlier, those run the gamut from the Greek organizations on campus to the athletic organizations to the religious organizations to the ethnic organizations. So, you know, they really run the gamut. And with that, you know, I think all of them kind of face their own challenges. I think that's kind of the, at the end of the day, they all kind of face their own challenges. And that's kind of why we're bringing them to the forefront, so that they can all kind of like learn from one another.
And that's my next question, too. What kind of power do you have as president to facilitate something where you make sure that everybody gets represented equally? Do you have power to do that?
So I do have power to do that with the Community Action Board. In addition, kind of, you know, meeting with administrators, meeting with fellow students. I'm trying to change policy on campus.
And you think you're going to have any luck?
I think so. You know, I think we have a really strong team.
What's the procedure for that? Does it have to be, like, voted on by the whole Senate? Be like a unanimous vote or something?
It depends on kind of the advocacy point. Yeah, exactly.
Talking to Michael Cruz, the student body president of the upcoming next two quarters for sure. And then, you know, do you get to go for re-election if you want?
No, so you're only allowed to one term, yeah.
Oh, well. No, that's good. It's like you got kind of a do-or-die thing. Like, exactly. I got to make my mark, man.
Yep.
That's good. Hit the ground running.
Exactly.
And it's kind of cool, too, that they do it the way they do it. So last spring, you got a chance to get introduced into it, and then you got to take a little bit of a breather, and now you're coming back kind of with your feet on the ground, and you know what's going on. So it was almost like you got a chance to plan for the school year. Huh?
Exactly. So it's really, really good.
Good. Well, let's play some more music. Okay. You picked out, was it The Who?
Yeah, it was The Who.
Why The Who? Was it more from that math class?
It was more from that math class.
He liked The Who, huh?
He really, really liked that. Those were his favorite bands. He really liked Bob Dylan and The Who.
What are you going to play?
I'm playing Young Man Blues.
All right.
Well, a young man, he ain't got nothing in the world these days. I said, young man, ain't got nothing in the world these days. In the old days, when a young man was a strong man, all the people stepped back when a young man walked by. Well, it's an old man's got all the money, and a young man got nothing in the world these days. Young man, you ain't got nothing in the world these days.
Thank you.
back with Michael Cruz, president of the student body here at Stanford, and play a little music and talking a little government policies here on campus. And Michael, what's the biggest challenge being the student body president since you've been it for a little while and you got a little while to go?
I think one of the biggest challenges is really just making sure that you know, you're really working with students,
mm-hmm.
And that you're representing what they want. I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just kind of getting the feel of what's going on campus. Because it's, you know, it's 20,000 students plus everyone else who works here. It's a lot of people to kind of handle.
When you were here last with your student body vice president, Stuart mm-hmm. McGregor Dennis, you guys did explain the process of how you ran. And I asked, you know, why did you guys think that you won? And you said that, you know, you guys ran an extensive program of, like, handshaking and going eyeball to eyeball and meeting the students, you mm-hmm. know, right there on their own turf. And that's definitely got to be a challenge if you want to be the guy that's going to be representing the entire student body.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to be able to, how do you think you'll be able to stay in touch with that same spirit that you got going where you were out meeting the people? Are you going to be able to do that again this quarter?
You know, it's not going to be like when it was during elections.
Right, it's not a campaign.
It's not a campaign, and that's all I was doing. You know,
right.
I was just focused on getting to know students. So it is a little bit different. But, you know, we are trying to do a lot of really interesting kind of town hall formats, which haven't been tried in a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Explain that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So it's kind of this idea of having a design thinking town hall. So inviting key stakeholders from, you know, administration, students, faculty, the community, to kind of have a town hall of the Stanford community to discuss a particular issue. So let's say, you know, alcohol on campus, or let's go with, you know, financial aid, or something that kind of affects, that, you know, really touches a broad part of the Stanford student body.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of having these town halls to kind of let everyone have their own say, you know, say, you know, I'm a student and this is what I think about financial aid on campus, or this is what I think about alcohol policy on campus, or free speech policy on campus.
Now, if you could have a town hall where the university has 20,000 students,
mm-hmm.
where would you hold it, just in case they all wanted to show up?
You know, That's why we have electronic inputs. You know, we're going to have, like, a lot of really cool websites, a lot of really cool, technology guys are, you know, kind of creating this website where students are going to be able to, you know, if they can't go to the physical town hall, then they'll be able to, you know, use Twitter, use Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Use the website to kind of get their own opinion out there. So there's kind of like a running feed of, this is what we think as well.
You do got the football stadium.
Exactly.
That would hold a lot more than 20,000.
This is true.
You do got that. They use it for graduation. What the hell?
Let's go.
Talking to Michael Cruz, student body president of Stanford University, until April, and then somebody else will run. But until then, you got a chance to make your mark.
That's right. This is my chance. This is my one last chance. My last hurrah.
Well, let's play some music, and we're going to come back and talk to you about that mark you're going to make, and how you see it starting to unfold. What do we got queued up for the folks
we
right
have
now?
We have Desperado by the Eagles.
All right. Very cool.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom,
that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime.
Understood that it ain't no good. good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? Take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. No secrets to conceal.
Little Bob Dylan on the wind-up here on this lunch special for Labor Day 2011. September, what's today? The 6th,
5th?
5th, 4th, yeah, 5th. Here with the student body president, Michael Cruz. And Michael, just briefly, we've talked about your role in government, what you got planned, and kind of, let's go over it one more time. Just how you're seeing it. This is a challenge because you're trying to get an education here,
right?
You know, that's hard enough.
Trying to get those classes in,
exactly. And so you're going to have to run this this government for the next 6 months. And it's not a do or die thing. What it is you got one term, and you want to make a mark,
right?
And so that it's definitely a challenge. You know, nothing negative. It's a challenge, and you took it on because you wanted to,
right?
Kind of map it out, how you're seeing how it's going to go, what you got planned.
You know, I really see this next 6 months as it's kind of two separate sections. You know, we have this fall where we're really trying to, you know, we've been planning stuff since April, with our cabinet members, with the student senate, with the undergrads, with the graduates. So this fall is really our implementation phase. You know, this is when we're really going to just kind of put feet to the ground, get all of our projects out there, get them, you know, get people to know about them, get resources that we're trying to provide to people, to the people that need them. And then winter quarter is really, it's more of a time for reflection. It's, you know, taking what did we learn in fall quarter? Let's wrap it up in the winter break to kind of figure out, okay, how are we going to fix this? You know, where are there places for improvement? Where can we, where should we remove stuff? Where should we add stuff? And then winter quarter again, you know, just kind of going feet to the ground, you know, putting out those last bits of those projects, kind of, you know, inching in on April. 'Cause, you know, once April hits, basically it's, you know,
Yeah.
Everyone, yeah. It's over for you.
It's over,
exactly. Which is okay. You know, it's a six-month sprint. Yeah. It's not a marathon. It's a sprint.
And that does, going along with your education, I mean, you're busy enough just trying to get all your classes in, right?
Right, yeah. I'm a history major. I'm writing a thesis. There's a lot of stuff on my plate right now. But, I'm happy to be here.
Definitely.
I'm extremely ecstatic.
And what I've noticed from talking to Stanford students is the university really encourages all the students to be involved in more than just their education.
Right.
They really do encourage all that extra, quite a bit of extracurricular activity, exactly. Right?
Yeah. I don't remember which administrator told us this, but one of the first things that you're told when you come in for new student orientation, the NSO, which is happening, a week from now. Where all the freshmen come in on campus for a week of kind of orienting themselves to the Stanford campus. One of the things that they tell you is, you know, half of your education isn't going to happen in the classroom. Half of your education is going to come in your dorms, talking to your roommates, in extracurricular activities and doing activism and doing, you know, startups, technology, entrepreneurship, just kind of doing these extracurricular things. So I really do think that it's one of the things that makes Stanford really special is this kind of this really hard push of you're here for more than just your classes.
Very well spoken. Student Body President Michael Cruz, thanks so much for your time, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, definitely. And do come back soon. And next week we will have the student council on.
Right, our student cabinet, that's right.
Definitely looking forward to that. What are we going to go out with?
We are going to go out with Diana Ross and the Supremes on You Keep Me Hanging On.
All right. Have fun and do stay in touch.
Same.
Thanks, man.